mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Alex Jones Show, hence I am Alex Jones. Really, we ought to call this broadcast the old name, Exposing Corruption, but years ago they said, you know, it's good if the name of the show is, after the host. Really, I've always said for many years that this is real talk radio, real issues of real significance. That's one of my favorite little catchphrases for the broadcast. Or you could just call it Crashing Through the Lies and Disinformation. All right, it's Friday. We're now 3 days after the election, or 2.5 days. And I want to open the phones up again for all of you to get involved on air. I want to take 20, 30 calls an hour, have your comments, your questions, your statements ready, a particular news item you wish to discuss. Fire it out there, and we're going to move on to the next person. You've probably seen C-SPAN and that little Washington Journal they do in the morning where for an hour or two, sometimes 3 hours, they just take one phone call after another. It's actually pretty popular, and a lot of interesting things get said on there. Well, we do that same type of thing occasionally, but I also add more of my commentary and cover a lot of news items myself. 1-800-259-9231, 1-800-259-9231, and we'll go to your calls in the next segment, as I did yesterday. The websites freshly updated for you are PrisonPlanet.com, PrisonPlanet.tv, Infowars.net, and Infowars.com. And again, why four websites? Well, because we have three different webmasters. And so a lot of the news is the same. A lot of it is different. Infowars.net a lot of times has a ton of different news stories that aren't on Infowars.com or that aren't on PrisonPlanet.com. So be sure and go visit Infowars.net today. Oh, my goodness, there is so much here I want to cover, and we'll launch into it after the break. But did you hear about school hit by jet fighter? You know, imagine if some crazy guy rigged a jet, his own private plane, with a machine gun and shot a school. It would be national headlines for 5 years. You would never hear the end of it. There'd be some big gun ban over it. But the government strafes a school with children in it, and nothing happens. By the way, this is in Texas again. Well, this particular case was another state, but there was another case in Texas where we had the mayor on from, Southwest Texas, where a B-2 bomber bombed someone's house. They were doing simulated targeting of the homes and bombed the home. Now, this new one I'm looking at, I have the old flashback articles why I said Texas. The new one I have is from San Diego, happened about a day and a half ago. School hit by jet fighter. No one hurt in incident. Just incredible. So we'll be talking about that, and you're like, well, it's just an accident, don't be down in the military. I'm not even particularly that down on the military about this, even though it's serious. My point is, it's not a big deal when they do it. It would be a big deal if somebody else did it. Even if it was somebody else doing it by accident, it'd be a huge news story. But not when it's the government. All right, a lot of election news, just a ton of info coming up. Stay with us.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat symptoms. BioSolutions has over 450 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. It comes with a 30-day return policy and a one-year limited warranty. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free, 866-885-6625, 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625. Call today.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. You know that Berkey water filters have become the standard of excellence by which all other water filtration systems are measured. The Berkey Light gives you the freshest, cleanest water possible from the world's most revolutionary water filtration system. The self-sterilizing black Berkey elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, volatile organic chemicals, trihalomethanes, radon 222, and much, much more. Its rechargeable 8-lamp bright white LED lighting system provides the ideal source of emergency light. The lights can run all night on a single charge, and it is bright enough to read by. This provides a relaxing and ambient night light and allows for optimum use during emergency conditions. The Berkey Light's revolutionary transparent design takes the guesswork out of refilling because you can see the water level at all times. Get the Berkey Light, the standard of excellence, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here, and I'm very excited to announce the release of my bombshell documentary film, 911, The Road to Tyranny, on DVD. That's right, folks, DVD. The original film was 144 minutes long. The DVD version is 170 minutes. If you want to wake up your friends and families to the truth of what happened on September 11th, this is the film for you. The Road to Tyranny is already sending shockwaves through Washington and across the United States. You absolutely must see this DVD. It covers the history of government-sponsored terrorism, the police state and homeland security, the nightmare UN population control programs, the cashless society control grid, satellite tracking and implantable microchips, and much, much more. Bottom line, this film is waking people up. Order your copy on VHS or DVD today and man the guns of the InfoWar. Order right now by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or order online at InfoWars.com or InfoWars.net. Again, that number, 888-253-3139.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Again, my friends, it is total open line Friday. Whatever you want to discuss, any issue you want to talk about, any question you have for me, any comment. If you disagree with me on an issue, I would really love to hear from you, and you will go to the head of the line. And the toll-free number to join us is 1-800-259-9231. U.S. tells civilians to flee rebel Iraq city. An Iraqi man surveys a damaged vehicle on the highway north of the western city of Fallujah today, and it's a photo of all these burned out vehicles. The U.S. military has sealed off Fallujah today and launched a night of airstrikes on the rebel city ahead of an assault seen as a critical to the interim government's control. Now, why is this story so important? Because about 2 months ago, the Pentagon began grumbling, and there were quite a few confirmed mainstream news articles that they'd been told, don't go into all of these different cities and towns, especially Fallujah, that are having problems, because we don't want to have any casualties or higher casualty levels before the election. And the generals said, look, if you want us to win this thing, we got to go in there now. They're digging in, and it's going to be many times harder to go in there and to defeat the insurgents if you do this. And that's when even more former Republican conservative members of the military went public, not just people in the military, with these leaks, and said, okay, we're endorsing John Kerry. And again, they didn't understand that John Kerry was going to do the exact same thing, and it was a staged election. And it was hard for them to do what they did, but they said, look, this is incredible. You cannot not let the military go in and go after insurgents and then give them months to dig in. It's going to cost many times more lives. But because it was politically expedient, the government did do this. Now, before I get calls saying, wait a minute, Alex, I thought you're against the war. What are you saying? Well, if we're going to be there and we want our troops to come home like the government's claimed they wanted to, then we have to fight to win. And that's not what the government, that is the executive branch, the Karl Roves, the Donald Rumsfelds, are doing. By the way, did you see Karl Rove at Bush's victory speech a couple days ago on the 3rd? Karl Rove and his buddies are all standing there, and they're all wearing little pentagons on their shirts. And by the way, they're not the little pentagons with the two towers and the American flag, just little pentagons, you know, flashing the signet of their power, the military-industrial complex party, the neocons. And so now our troops are trying to go into Fallujah and several other cities, and we're getting a lot of troops killed. 40 over last weekend alone. And that was just while they were softening up the city. And so now weapons have been smuggled in, more weapons have been smuggled in, the insurgents have dug in, and our troops are going to be sent in there into a bloodbath, and it's going to kill more of the innocent civilians in the city as well, because now there's going to have to be more targeted bombing, which isn't really precision, because they don't even know where the insurgents are at, so they just bomb where they think they're at. You know, there's that famous video from a few months ago of a huge crowd running through the streets towards the scenes U.S. vehicles that have been blown up, and the jet's flying overhead and says, do I hit them? They go, yeah, hit them. And you see a bomb explode in the middle of a crowd of about 80 people, killed almost every one of them. And then later it was documented that it was just a crowd. I mean, do you think the insurgents just run through the streets waving their arms, going to see the site of burned-out U.S. Humvees? No, the insurgents pop up from a rooftop or an alleyway or a manhole cover or a ditch, and they fire three or four of their RPGs, rocket-propelled grenades, at the Humvees and Bradley fighting vehicles, the Humvees with their plywood sides, and then they run off. And then our government wants to make somebody pay, so you got a group of civilians running through the streets wanting to go see what's happened, and so you just kill them. And then I hear these sicko neocons on the radio going, go ahead and just nuke Fallujah. Go ahead and just nuke Baghdad. We ought to turn the place into a glass parking lot. We ought to just kill all them Muslims. I mean, I actually hear that. It's incredible. So if, let's say, in the murder capital of the world, Chicago, where they've banned all the guns, and so the crime rate's doubled since they banned them in 1996, that's the Fed's own numbers and the state's own numbers, you know, you've got thousands of murders, over 1,000 murders every year in Chicago, and so that's as many troops as we've lost. So I guess because there's so many criminals in Chicago, why maybe, you know, 5% of the population, I guess the government, the U.S. government, then should just nuke Chicago? I mean, a lot of the Iraqis are supportive. They weren't fans of Saddam, especially the Shiites, who were throwing rose petals at our troops, but not after they got arrested and had their newspapers taken and not after they saw this huge police state set up. So most of the country is still what you'd call neutral. I mean, I'm talking about in Arab polls. They're, well, we don't like the Americans and we didn't like Saddam. Why don't you just leave us alone? You know, you've installed this puppet leader. Now you're talking about having a staged election, but you've already put in the 300-and-something regional governors. And most of them are the old Baathists. That's one reason the Shiites went absolutely ape is they said, wait a minute, you're putting in almost all of Saddam's former people. They tortured us. We thought you came here to get rid of them. But now the government says, you know, we've never been at war with East Asia. We've always been at war with East Asia. You know, Big Brother says 2 plus 2 equals 10. Now we're being told, no, the Shiites have always been our enemy and they're very evil and we've got to get them. So I don't want to spend all day on this one article, but just in a Machiavellian view, if the government really wanted to go in there and win, they would have already gone in and gone into these cities. But instead, they waited and let the insurgents dig in, and now it's going to cost many times more lives. The Pentagon is saying it costs four times as many lives of our troops and maybe as many as 10 times as many lives in the civilians. And again, before you shoot your mouth off and go, it's war, kill them, you know, you go over there like these troops that we've talked to that have come back, and you stand over a toddler missing its legs with its eyes blown out from shrapnel. And you sit there while a two-year-old dies in your arms. I mean, I've interviewed the Marines. You know, they come on, and I'm a Marine Corps Master Sergeant, a member of the Republican Party. I've been in combat. I've been in the military for 18 years. I've been all over. Been in Latin America, been in Asia, been in on secret missions, and I believe what I was doing. But let me tell you something. We've been told to shoot anything that moves. And I'd be standing there and watch a so-called precision-guided bomb go into a house of a family, and there's dead kids everywhere, and people are crying, saying, why'd you do this? We're just poor farmers. We don't like Saddam. And let me tell you, I'm having nightmares. I had too many children die in my arms. And this war is a fraud. And we're putting in the Baathist. But you can sit there in your easy chair and lean back and drink yourself a nice cold Budweiser and watch the bombs on Fox and sit there and cheer. Did you know that Domino's Pizza said that their record sales were on the night of the war? You know, the blitzkrieg, the shock and awe. Record sales, like it was a football game. You know, it's usually Super Bowl Sunday. No. It was this event. And I talked to one of my friends who owns a liquor store. He said that whole week it was just giant gallons of whiskey and margarita mix and just drunkenness and people celebrating and just, oh, it's so good. I mean, even if it was a righteous war, which it's not, you don't celebrate it. You don't get off on it, you bunch of Nazis. Carlos in California, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex.
How you doing?
You know, very good, sir. Very good. Enjoying life. But it's a very grim scenario there in Iraq. I was reading a report the other day where...
Well, it's not grim for the couch potatoes that don't have to fight.
Exactly. And the corporations also are making lots of money out of it. But I was reading a report where they say that all these different religious sects over there, the different religious factions, are banding together, and they have formed 32 different organizations now to launch a counteroffensive or offensive against our military.
Yeah, like what the Palestinians did with the Intifada 4 years ago. And it's going to be 100 times that. I mean, the British couldn't hold on to Iraq, and they resorted to mowing down whole crowds.
Well, you know, our military says, well, the only way we're going to abate this whole situation is to increase our activity there. But once we increase our activity, that elicits a further increase in the Islamic counteroffensive. And it's a never-ending cycle. The war is just going to propagate, and it'll escalate into other regions.
And that's exactly, you've hit the nail on the head, my friend, as usual. That is exactly what they want, Carlos. They admit they want P2OG, the Pentagon office, wants a deepening, escalating war because they're going to make more money. They don't want to win the war.
Exactly.
Stay there. We'll talk about it. Stay there, Carlos. Do they want to end the war on poverty? No, because their jobs would be gone. They want to end the war on drugs? No, their jobs would be gone. They want to end the war on terror? No, their jobs would be gone. They want to win the war in Iraq? They've said they don't want to win it. Do you understand how sick this is? I guess it'll be like Vietnam, you know, in 5-10 years. Well, 50,000 dead U.S. troops. We'll just build a memorial wall. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Hey folks, Michael Trudeau here, and I've got a gripe. Recently, construction in my area has doubled my commute time. I'm spending up to 4 hours in stop-and-go rush hour traffic every day. The worst part is there's no good talk radio to listen to. But that doesn't matter to me anymore, thanks to the good people at Freeway Radio. I've got the Sony shortwave car stereo from Freeway Radio, and now I look forward to getting comfortable in my car and hearing the real scoop on the day's news. It's not just a shortwave radio, though. You can also get AM and FM, listen to cassettes, and control your CD changer. Call Freeway Radio today, toll-free, 866-404. That's 1-866-404-3600. Get your own Sony shortwave car stereo today for only $189. Install it in the boat, the RV, or your car. The good news for us is that you'll have GCN programming and crystal clear radio wherever you go. Don't get me wrong, I'd still rather be golfing than sitting in traffic, but Freeway Radio has eased my commute immensely. Call them today at 1-866-404-3600 and let them do the same for you.
Berkey Water Filters are the ultimate filters used worldwide for normal or hostile filtration environments to provide the most delicious, sparkling, clean water possible. The Berkey Light self-sterilizing filter elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, chemicals, and they reduce lead, mercury, aluminum, nitrate, sulfur, odors, foul taste, and much, much more. Yet they leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light has ridges to deflect water if the upper chamber is overfilled, and it can be used anywhere on a flat surface. That's because it has an elevated base. The entire system joins together to make the Berkey Light convenient to transport, even while it's filtering water. Its rechargeable bright white LED lamps allow for optimum use at night or during emergency conditions. Get the Berkey Light, the ultimate filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Every hour of every day, someone out there is suffering from hemorrhoids. The pain, worry, and embarrassment can be devastating. For almost a decade, our customers have used HemTab's natural formula to treat the problem at its source, to provide long-lasting relief in even the most severe of cases.
My husband had been suffering from a painful hemorrhoid for years. After the doctor recommended surgery, we didn't know what to do. I ordered HemTab online, and soon after taking HemTab, the pain was gone. A few days later, the hemorrhoid began to shrink. Miracle? Hem-miracle, we call it. Thanks, HemTab.
If you're suffering, there's no need to wait. We know how the discomfort of hemorrhoids can interrupt your life. HemTab is the effective alternative that you can trust to help you take control of your health.
Take control of your health today by calling HemTab toll-free at 1-888-437-2259 or visit HemTab.com. Get relief to your door as soon as 48 hours. Call 1-888-437-2259 or HemTab.com.
HemTab, the effective alternative.
Jack Brownrigg for Midas Resources. Last summer, we did some two-year comparisons between the equity markets and gold. Let's update. January of 02 to January of 04, the Dow was up a whopping 2.2%. The NASDAQ in that same time frame is flat. 2 years ago, the U.S. dollar was worth 17% more than the euro. Today, the U.S. dollar is worth 28% less than the euro. Guess which one has gold backing? January of 02, gold spot was 283. January of 04, it's well over $400 at a 13-year high, up near 40%. Gold is moving, equities are treading water, to say little of the billions lost in market scandals. Put your money in a safe haven, physical possession, private gold. Remember, gold cannot go bankrupt. Call Midas Resources today, 800-686-2237. Protect yourself, protect your loved ones. Call 800-686-2237.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
So insurgents are building up in many of the Iraqi cities. One of the centers of the resistance is Fallujah. Our military says we got to go in there now. And Bush's political handlers say no, not until after the election. And then literally the day after, the election, the huge bombardment begins, and now it's going to cost many more American lives. Again, if you're going to fight a war, you better fight it to win. But it's not meant to be won, and all these former Special Forces commanders, experts, even current military people have been now gotten in trouble, court-martialed, are going public and going, look, we're just making more enemies. The way we're doing this is not working. and we're being led by former Baptists, and it's infuriating the Iraqis. We better have a real election now. You understand that's why they're so mad? We've put the Baptists back in, and they want to build 10 different military bases in the country. They admit they want to go into Iran and Syria, and we don't even have the troops for Iraq. And oh, and they don't want a draft? The Selective Service has admitted as of last week that, yes, we need a draft. Carlos, finish up what you were saying.
Well, you know, the whole thing is a deception. As you said, this war was not meant to be won. And it reminds me of Vietnam all over again. I was a Vietnam veteran. But I remember they were talking about the Arvinization of the troops, relinquishing our military activity to the Vietnamese forces, which never worked. And it was never meant to work. That war lasted 14 years. We could have won it in 2 weeks. And it was never meant to be won. It's the same situation right now in Iraq. It's never meant to be won. We better just get the hell out of there right now. Let's not waste one more person, not one more casualty over there. Let's prevent any further losses.
Well, so you were in Vietnam. What do you say to these couch potatoes that have never lived and never seen suffering who just make jokes on the radio about dead Iraqi civilians?
Well, you know, Alex, I hate to say it, but maybe we deserve to have a little bloodshed here on our land so people can wake up and see what blood is about. We saw 9/11 occur in New York City, but we saw it on television. You know, it's not the same as being there and seeing people actually die. It's a horrible experience. We should get out of there. These couch potatoes don't know what they're talking about, and maybe they should see a little blood so they can get a taste of what it's like.
How long were you in Vietnam, Carlos?
Well, no, I was there a year, but, you know, that's enough. I'm not just talking about myself. I mean, I remember back in those days when everybody, I mean, I was in country a week or two, and I already knew that was a wasted effort. It was futile. There was something wrong in the way the operation was being run. I said, wait a minute, there's something wrong here. We're not attacking Hanoi. We're not attacking Haiphong. And what we did, we started doing so much damage that Kissinger right away said, hey, let's pull our troops out. Let's pull these bombings up because we're going to kill the war real quick. And we need this thing to last 14 years.
That's right. He's on record. Thanks for the call. And it's the same thing. And you just can't get that through your head, neocons. That is neocon followers. Oh, man. Mike in California. Mike, you're on the air. Thanks for holding. Go ahead.
Alex, my hero, my American patriot. I've called your show a few times. I want to know if you're familiar with Kevin Trudeau.
I've heard the name.
He just came out with a book called Natural Cures They Don't Want You to Know. It's talking about the FDA, how they come in with guns, actual guns, and they threaten these people. They get the vitamins and the herbal essentials out, and what they do is they want you to eat these McDonald's. They want you to feed into corporate America. But that's just beyond the point. I just want to know if you knew, if you're familiar with.
Well, I've heard about his work, but I mean, Bill Clinton in '93 had armed, basically militarized police raid hundreds of vitamin stores, grabbing vitamins off the shelves, and then there was a big counter backlash against that, and now Bush is wanting to do it. In Europe, they've banned vitamin C sales over the counter in many countries. You've got to have a prescription, and then you've got to pay the pharma companies for it, you know, 10 times what it actually cost. And yes, they do not want us self-medicating. They're panicking because people are pulling out of their genetically modified foods, all their garbage, and so they're now trying to regulate it. So, yes, it's a very important subject.
Yeah, that wasn't really my whole thing, though. My whole main thing, the reason why I called you today, and I know it's the free topic hour, it's because, okay, we have a school police officer, right, on campus. I'm a high school student here in San Diego, California, and I talked to him. I said, how would you like if you had a microchip implanted in you? And he says, where are you getting this from? I say from my good friend Alex Jones. He's a good friend of mine, you know, because I call you, you know, almost
sure
at least once a month, you know. So
I want to hear what he said when we get back. Stay there, Mike. Then Rose, John, Emmett, many, many others. Stay with us, my friends. We'll be right back after this quick break with your calls and a lot more. Don't forget the website prisonplanet.tv and infowars.com.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
If you're interested in saving money on your prescription drugs, call Canada right now and talk to a pharmacist to save your money.
You can talk to a real pharmacist at Granville Pharmacy in Vancouver at 1-877-766-1666. You can save up to 50% on your prescription medications.
If you're looking to save money on your prescription medications, you can call Canada right now, 1-877-766-1666.
U.S. gold and silver coins. Tired of guessing what they are? Which are collectible? Which are bullion? Get your answers where the experts get theirs. The 2005 Red Book Guide to U.S. Coins. As a special offer, Midas Resources will send you a 2005 Red Book and a genuine silver dollar for only $22.95. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237. Learn what real money is. Feel real money. Get your 2005 Red Book and genuine silver dollar today. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Nuclear reactors provide economical energy, but would you be prepared during an accident? During nuclear disasters, great amounts of radioactive iodine are released into the atmosphere, which are then readily absorbed into the body. Medical Corps' potassium iodate gives you virtually complete protection from the most feared consequence of a nuclear accident, radioactive poisoning. Potassium iodate can protect against radioactive poisoning by filling the thyroid with good iodine. This shields the thyroid and prevents it from absorbing the harmful radioactive iodine. Potassium iodate is better than the iodide form because it is not as likely to cause upset stomachs in children, the elderly, the sick, and pets. Order the official potassium iodate for only $24 and save $5 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Call now and get free shipping. That's 888-803-4438.
Hi folks, this is Michael Trudeau. Jerry Guidetti from the ARC Institute just called to tell me their new 100% non-hybrid family seed packages are ready right now. You've heard me rave about the great gardens I've grown from the ARC Institute's heirloom seeds. Tomatoes with real old-time tomato taste, big sweet onions, bright red and green lettuces, sweet corn, peppers, melons, cukes, beans, peas, pumpkins, popcorn, and so much more. 50 generous seed packets in all for the best tasting, healthiest garden ever. And there's no need to buy vegetable seeds ever again. These non-hybrid seeds can be saved from your own fruits and veggies year after year for family food security. These days, that's just plain smart. Friends, don't wait. The ARC Institute runs out of these rare seeds every year. Call them today at 800-255-1912. That's 800-255-1912. Don't forget to visit arcinstitute.com and read Jerry's food supply updates. It's powerful stuff.
I'm the highway patrol.
All right, my friends, let's go back to your calls. Mike in California, so you're a senior in high school. You're talking to your local warden there in your training camp of how to be a prisoner in the future. And you bring up to him, you know, how would you like being forced to have an implantable microchip put in you, which they're openly in, what, the Miami Herald talking about making police take chips in their hands. Over 1,000 Mexican judicial workers started out a few months ago with 300, have been forced to take chips in their hands or in their shoulders to get into work, or they're fired. The Italian government's talking about it. So you're talking about something real to this guy.
Oh, yeah.
What did he then say to you?
Okay, the whole thing is that I told him he was speaking on the mass majority, which is 1,000 Mexicans in Mexico. I'm Hispanic descent, too, and I told him this. I told him my aunt out of Mexico, I'm a legal citizen, of course. We had touched base, you know, and I told her, I was like, she told me, she's like, you know, this is the news that there's microchips, and this has had, and this was a pretty long time ago. This hadn't hit American media yet. And the whole thing with it, and I told him, and I was like, oh, so how would you like a microchip? He says, well, it's no different than what we do now. And I said, what do you guys do now? He says, we have a system. We don't even go to time cards no more. We go to, we have little cards we just swipe through, and to top it all off, this guy that, surveillance is the whole thing from upstairs. he saw me. He said I was there at 5:36 this morning a.m. And he said, oh, you came on this day? And he says, well, what the hell? How did you know that I you know, got in at this time? He says, because we have it all under surveillance. That's not also what I'm trying, coming on here to tell you about. I know that's a free topic. The other thing is that how do you feel on us so-called little punk 16- and 17-year-old kids not having the vast respect, just how the adults on campus, school campuses and high schools and, well, in college, you know, you're really more mature than, you know. But it's not so much that. They call me a rebel because I listen to you. They say, oh, you're a rebel. They say, you listen to that guy Alex Jones all the time. The thing is, I try to call your station, you know, every time I stay home from, you know, from school because, you know, I'd rather learn from you than my schoolmasters, these people that are trying to train me and manipulate my mind. And I tell them, I said, and they tell me, you're just too scared to get your diploma. I say, no, how come I can't be that same hard American working man without the certificate of manipulation just to get that job? He's showing him the same skills. The manager would be showing him the same skills. They say, well, you're just a little punk 16, 17-year-old kid. You're not supposed to get shown respect. And it has to do with their whole, it's a government. And I also want to let this out, too. In California, they have what's called the Ed Code. I believe Arnold Schwarzenegger probably signed and endorsed it. It's in the student handbook this year. It talks about everything. Suspicion. We never had suspicion in the handbook before. It talks about theft now. We never had theft. And then they have these consequences that talk about, oh, you could, lead all the way up to, the school board, expulsion. Now they want to, control what you wear now in schools. They want to control what my daughter and son's gonna wear in the future. Heck, this kid got, a shirt taken off because it had two, pistols on it, but it said, military law or military police or something like that. So I don't get it, Alex. What's your comments on this whole thing?
Well, I appreciate your call. Let me just say this to all the young people listening out there. You should be shown respect because that's how you learn to show others respect. And to all the young people, the MTVs of the world sell you a vision of how to be cool and how to be a rebel is, you know, vandalizing. It goes back to rebel without a cause and, you know, wear your leather jacket, go out and, you know, stab tires with switchblades. And after that movie came out, thousands and thousands of cars got their tires switchbladed. Kids started fighting, wearing the leather jacket, skipping school. And the culture, you know, that's the power of advertisement, that was sold to you. And then now it's much worse. You know, be rebellious, worship the devil. Be rebellious, use lots of drugs. Be rebellious, you know, mutilate your body with all these body modifications. Be rebellious. Be rebellious. So this is how they tell you to be rebellious. And these are not true forms of rebellion. They know that young people are designed to want to, you know, leave the nest, to have this natural genetic drive to go their own way to a certain extent. And so they manipulate that natural drive and get you to rebel against the system itself in ways that will get you captured into the system. So if you want to be a rebel, dress in a clean-cut fashion, have a short haircut. This is true urban camouflage. Shine your shoes. Have black, shiny shoes. Expand your vocabulary. Learn how to look people in the eye. Then educate yourself on the facts of the New World Order. Go out after school and start your own business or get a job or two. Put money in the bank. Start a website, a news website. Don't let others in the peer pressure system affect you. You be a leader and you influence them. And there's 100 things I could say on this issue. The way to not have your children rebel against you for parents is to teach them about the New World Order, to teach them that the government wants to get the children to rebel against the parents so the parents won't have influence on them and so the government does, and teach your child how the government has set up a system that's meant to get them on welfare or in the criminal justice system or in the psychiatric system or into the military under their control. And if you show your children how this system is there to manipulate and to control them, and if you educate your children about the false rebellion that they're being sold, your child, in almost every case we've seen this, will then support you, and you'll be on a team. You know, we're supposed to be tribal creatures, but they misdirect our tribal energies into football and, you know, stadium sports, you know, the simulated combat, theatrical events. It's all really sociology merged with psychology. And this is what the big controllers, the architects of the New World Order, the social architects are doing. And so you point that out to your children. Over time, you educate them. You're the influence in their life. You tell them, you're an individual. You have free choice. I want you to be a leader. I want you to be strong. I want you to know what this system is doing to other young people. I don't want you to be destroyed by this system that's selling you slavery. I mean, in the past, families stuck up for each other. And neighborhoods stuck up for each other. And that's being broken down. That's being destroyed. And the actual government handbooks talk about how they need to do this to get their new world order. And so we need to get a sense of community, but I mean tribally, as families and then individuals and as churches. And that's what the New World Order is scared to death of. The New World Order tribe is attacking us, the mass, and balkanizing us and breaking us up so that we can't defend against them. Don't use their drugs, young people. I know the media says it's cool, and then out the other side of their mouth says it's bad. The drug dealers, the big cartel owners, own the private prisons, and so they make money selling you the drugs, and they also make money putting you in their private prison where you get paid 20 cents an hour. So don't ever use drugs, and don't ever think it's cool, and don't ever think it's, you know, peer pressure. You want to get high? Go jog 3 miles. You want to go get high, lift weights, you'll get high. You want to get high, buy a paint set and start, you know, oil painting. And then get high off people's adoration of you and what you've created. You want to get high on life being strong and being a leader, being a strong man or woman. With the goal of someday being the head of your family and raising others to be strong leaders. Uphold your family name. Uphold what this country is supposed to be about. Rose in South Carolina. Rose, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Alex, I've been looking at this international program of the totalization agreement with different countries of Social Security. Now, in 2002 alone, we sent nearly $200 million to Canada. I would like some time for you to interview Ron Paul and see what he says and can inform us on these totalization agreements, which we are paying 20-plus countries Social Security.
Well, under the Pan-American Union or the American Union and the total enactment clause of that, we're already in it, but the pleasure,
okay,
the expansion of it, is the free trade area of the Americas coming up number one on Bush's new agenda now that he has his wonderful mandate that he thinks he's gotten. And, of course, the Democrats are for it, too. We'll merge all our Social Security systems. We'll merge our law enforcement. We'll merge our borders. We'll give a worker card to anybody that wants it. They're going to have this giant, you know, 1,200-foot wide road that runs from, you know, right down from Chile up into Alaska that runs just about 2 miles from where I'm sitting. It's called I-35.
Alex, does that mean all these foreign countries that that receive Social Security money, the recipient can come over here and get free Medicaid, Medicare, or medical benefits?
Everything. If you think California bankrupt with, what is it, $20 billion a year in taking care of illegal aliens' health care, and it's admitted, they have laws where they can't refuse them, but then you as a citizen, listen, I almost cut my finger off last summer. Not this summer, but the summer before last, I don't know, about 14 months ago. And The ambulance comes, which I should have driven in my own car, but it was hard. Blood was spraying all over the place. And I'm driving there in the ambulance, and they get there, and then I have to sit there for about 2 hours as I watched illegal aliens come in, and they were just taken right into the emergency room, right into the emergency room. And, I mean, I was in there with people that were laying on the ground that thought they were having heart attacks, who were citizens. Didn't matter, you know, whether you were Hispanic, black, white, didn't matter. But the illegal aliens were going right in. And, yeah, if you think all that's bad, yes, this is going to be far worse. And anybody who's here is legalized and put on welfare if they want it. And anybody who can get here is instantly legalized.
Well, I noticed in Canada, the Social Security money would go to, if they was on disability, even though your partner, no matter what gender it was, if you had lived together a year, would receive a benefit.
I know, Rose. It's
and that money is taken out of the country and not even recirculated into the back into the economy.
It's a global tax.
I tell you, we're in worse shape, really, than people realize this, and I don't know what, Alex, it's going to take to wake up the average citizen, which is so dumbed down by this. I'm glad I got married at a young age and quit school, and I tell you, it might have been a blessing because I just these people that have went through the system cannot think for themselves.
Thanks for the call.
All right.
You know, a good example of that, Rose, is somebody in Mexico. If you talk to a Mexican from Mexico, they know all about what it means to have a weak peso. If you talk to somebody from Russia, they know what it means to have a weak ruble. I mean, people in foreign countries who haven't even had, on average, any formal education to speak of, maybe through the fifth grade or something, they know what it means to have a weak currency. I talk to businessmen in suits, and I go, you know, the dollar's been devalued by 45%. And they go, huh? And I go, you know, the dollar's been weakened. That's not good for us. You know, any money you've got in the bank's been devalued. And they go, huh? And then maybe one out of ten will go, well, I heard Bush say it's good because it'll mean that more people will start buying American-made products. And, yeah, it has increased that by a few percentage points, but already we've been so debased industrially that it hasn't helped. You know, it's like you got a few percentage coming back in, but 1,000% going out. It's a byproduct that's negligible. So the average American doesn't know what it means to have a weak dollar, but foreigners all know what it means. It's, you know, I pay Paul Watson to run PrisonPlanet.com and PrisonPlanet.tv. And I had to start paying him more because just for him to survive and be able to live and pay his, you know, rent and put food on his family, as Bush would say, put food on his table, because it's devalued by 45%. It's serious, folks. Let's talk to John in New York. John, go ahead.
Hi, Al. I just wanted to let you know I really appreciate your speech to that student. It was inspirational. Just a couple things. Number one, if anybody has somebody that doesn't want to listen to your radio station and they're kind of like a literary person, have them get the Barnes Review on the November-December issue and have them flip to the article on Napoleon and Hitler and the banks. It's an enlightenment. You'd read it, and you go, wow, I'll sign that. And it's just the big lie that Bush is telling right now. It emulates exactly what's going on. And everybody can see it now in the and since it's happened, but they're not seeing Bush do the same thing. And it's like the American public is so blind. It's like when the head of the Democratic Party gets on and says, oh, geez, we have closure on Clinton now, and it only cost us $55 million for the investigation. And yet, you know, Tripp called the call in. Lewinsky spilled their guts, gave them the dress, they gave them the tape. They had to do a DNA test. So what cost more than $1,000? And $55 million is missing, but the American public is ignorant to the fact that, why did it spend $55 million? Just a cover-up. And it just goes on and on and on. You know that.
But that's the payoff to the law firms to write the whitewash paper.
Well, there's no question. It's wrong. It's treasonous. But in the interim of it, I'm a spiritual person also, and where I had a 10-ton bulldozer fall on me, blew up my head like a balloon because I had so much blood pressure being pushed out of me. And the old Lord let me survive, and I was out of my body, and I spoke from out of my body. The most pure thought I had in my life. I have a person that witnessed that and tells me what I said. Even though you know, I squeeze my neck together to keep my guts from popping out of my head. But in the interim of all, yesterday at 7 o'clock, yesterday morning, I watched on the news that Iceland had a volcano happen. And then I was exhausted yesterday night. At 6:30, I'm listening to the radio on the truck. I got home, or back at my business shop. I've been hammering cement all day, and I was tired, so I fell asleep. Well, at 7 o'clock, I woke up out of a deep sleep, and my truck was shaking, and my hand was shaking like it was in an earthquake in the central New York. And yet, no one else reports an earthquake, and yet I can tell you for a full minute, I was vibrating, the truck was vibrating, there was no wind, there was no train riding by, and it was the intensity of a train shaking the heck out of you. And yet, I'm going to tell you on my spiritual side, something was noticed that there was a volcanic action going on in the spiritual side.
Well, I don't know about that, but their volcanic activity has really exploded, pun intended. Earthquakes, volcanoes erupting.
Well, it's funny. They got the picture up in Iceland. They knew it was going to happen, so I kind of wonder if they didn't use the HAARP to ignite it.
I don't know. Well, back in 97, Secretary of Defense said that they have the power to generate earthquakes. We'll be right back, folks. Stay with us.
What really happened September 11th, and who stands to gain? Alex Jones here, America. We answer these vital questions and much, much more in my newest and most explosive documentary yet, 911, The Road to Tyranny. In 2 hours and 24 minutes, we point a searing light of truth on the history of problem reaction solution. Brace yourselves as the New World Order program for world domination is blown wide open. A nightmarish post-September 11th world where the military and the police are merged. Witnesses' populations beg for national ID cards and, yes, even implantable microchips. Troops on the streets, foreign NATO aircraft in the skies. Psychotic UN population control plans, and much, much more. This is one film you cannot afford to miss. Order 911 The Road to Tyranny today. Call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 1-888-253-3139. Or order online at InfoWars.com or InfoWars.net. You see, Big Brother's afraid of this documentary. Order today and spread the word. America's future depends on the truth getting out.
Do you know where the 78 potentially active volcanoes in the U.S. are located? And do you know the locations of the top 300 prime terrorist targets? You can find these answers and more in the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA. With the more than 50 interactive parameters, you can pinpoint natural and man-made disaster areas, brewing environmental catastrophes, the safest cities, the best places for solar and wind energy, and much, much more. Complete with 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis to help you zero in on the best places to live, the ideal location for cabins and vacation homes, as well as safe and unsafe areas. Get Prudent Places USA for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 to order on the web or at BerkeyWater.com.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
My whole point earlier to that young man, that high school senior, was the media tells you rebel by acting like an idiot, getting on drugs, being stupid. You know, that's how you're different. Well, no, the whole world's like that. Truly being different is being straight and upright and focused and informed and being a leader. That's all I was trying to say. We're going to go to Rick in Nevada, then we're going to go to Emmett and Aaron and Jay and Dave and others. But I'm told Rick disagrees with me, and if you disagree with me on a subject, you go to the front of the line, so we'll go to Rick here in just a few minutes. Before I do that, we have slashed prices We have the new 9/11 Inside Job Special, Exposed 9/11 is an Inside Job Special. My two 9/11 films, that's 5 hours of video, very well produced, 9/11 Road to Tyranny, Masters of Terror. And then Eric Huffman's video, 9/11 The Great Deception, his film 9/11 Painful Deceptions, and then, of course, 9/11 The Great Illusion by George Humphrey. So, folks, you get four videos and a 320-page book, Order Out of Chaos, Elite Sponsored Terror in the New World Order, by Paul Watson, $115 value for, that's right, $59.95. Four videos and a book. And you may already own some of those, but get them for the discounted price and give them as gifts this holiday season, or give them as early gifts to unlock minds. Also, you can get Road to Tyranny for $24.95 on DVD. My Tour de Force, really the best September 11th film out there, many people have said. You can get that for $24.95 and each additional copy for $5.95. Buy 4 or 5, 6, 10, 100 copies. Give them out to people. You know, the original high-quality DVDs. We've got my film, the new one, documenting the staged election in 2004, American Dictators. Powerful film showing how this whole thing was a fraud and how it was staged from the beginning. It's $19.95 for one DVD, or VHS, and $5.95 for each additional DVD, or $9.95 for each additional VHS. Take advantage of that. Huge discounts. I've got a bunch of new specials. So, again, my friends, please take advantage of it. You can get 15 of my bumper stickers for free if you just pay for the shipping. So that deal's there as well. 1-888-253-3139 to call and ask about the different specials or to order. 1-888-253-3139 or order via Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. We're only doing this special for about a month or so take advantage of it now. 1-888-253-3139 or just write to me, Alex Jones, at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. Please take advantage today. Let's go to Rick in Nevada. Rick, go ahead.
Yes, sir. First of all, I'd like to state that I'm a champion of liberty on a smaller scale than yourself. I trade your films on the Internet through P2P file sharing, and I believe that disputation within the movement is healthy.
But let me ask you a question. Are you on a speakerphone?
I'm on a crummy cell phone. I apologize.
No, that's okay. It sounds like you're about 10 feet away.
Yeah, I'll be closer. Anyway.
Okay, what do you disagree with?
I don't see how we can call Bush a war criminal, or at the very best, a befuddled dupe of the 9/11 coup d'etat, and then turn around and support his criminal war in Iraq.
I didn't support the war in Iraq.
But falling into the trap of saying, oh, we've got to do anything it takes to win it, then you're going against what you said about, well, you fools out there talking about, well, just go and nuke Fallujah. The logical extension of the argument of do anything to win is to nuke Fallujah.
Tell you what, we don't disagree, and obviously I didn't articulate what I was saying. I did. I clearly said I'm against the war and I'm against being there. But then I pointed out, Bush says he's there to win, though, and he made him hold back going into Fallujah for 2 months. It's going to cost American lives. Stay there. We'll discuss this more. I hope you get what I'm saying.